There are some key terms related to accumulated depreciation. Let's briefly clarify what a useful life, depreciation, straight-line method of depreciation, reducing balance method of depreciation, and accumulated depreciation account are. Useful life. This is the period over which one long-term asset is being used in the business. If the useful life of a long-term asset is expected to last 5 years, it would be sensible to reflect the fact that this long-term asset is being used in the business over 5 years by charging an expense each year. Depreciation. This is a process of charging the cost of a long-term asset over its useful life. Depreciation applies the matching concept by charging the cost of the asset to the income statement as it is being used up. At the same time, the value of the assets is being reduced with the amount of the cost charged. Straight-line method of depreciation. Under this approach, the company charges an equal amount of depreciation each year. The depreciation charge each year is calculated as we subtract the residual value from the original value of the long-term asset. After that, we divide the result by the estimated useful life. Reducing balance method of depreciation. Under this approach, the company charges more depreciation in the early years of an asset's life, with a progressively lower charge in each subsequent year. Accumulated depreciation account. This is a contra account that reduces the value of a particular long-term asset account. When a depreciation expense is recognized, this account is credited. When the value of the long-term asset is decreased, this account is debited. Now we can show what records should be made when depreciation is accumulated. The first journal entry shows that an expense is recognized. The depreciation expense account is debited, and the accumulated depreciation account is credited. The second journal entry shows that this expense decreases the value of a particular long-term asset. The accumulated depreciation account is debited, and the particular long-term asset account is credited.